Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Join us April 17th, 2016 at the Best Western Lamplighter in London, Ontario for the hottest health show this side of the North Border. The breast show in town is focused on prevention of the number one killer of women. Breast cancer no longer has to affect women as the number one killer, but unfortunately it's also affecting now people of all ages and races and genres and everything else. So let's make breast cancer history, and education is the key. Get your $5 general admission tickets online at www.breastshowintown.ca. And our sponsor spotlight is on this dynamic duo of Dawn and Teresa Sims. So Dawn really is an amazing person with an IT background and a degree in mathematics from the University of Waterloo. And he has been able to, over the last several years, transform his career into one that he's worked with such companies as Air Ontario, Eagle Precision Technologies, and KML Windows. Don enjoys the outdoors with his wife, Teresa, and is an amateur photographer, as well as just a really guiding force. We're really proud to have Don with us on the Breast Show in Town as a sponsor, along with his beautiful wife, Teresa. And the reason being that we're so thrilled is we're also in the process of launching Eve's List. And Eve's List is going to be a marketing and promotion sideline, which will have great benefits. It's a holistic directory. Its time has come. And with all the great connections that we have developed with our clients and our vendors at the Breast Show, it's time, baby. It's time to really start to get your vision, your mission, your passion out there. And we're very, very happy to be launching that. And as such, Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brenda.
We're so thrilled to have you and your expertise in IT. And I'd like to bring on Teresa as well. Teresa is the driving force behind Sims Solutions. And Sims Solutions is a virtual assistant business opportunity that she has created after a diverse background in business and human resources, having once taken the lead on beginning strategies and stages of bargaining unit for a school board, she has developed her HR resources in such a way that she now is leasing herself out to clients here and abroad in order to help them with their presence. She's also specialized as a radio show coordinator and has coordinated shows for La Femme Totale with Ann Miner and Dancing Heart Radio with Catherine Erickson. And as such, Teresa brings to us an amazing array of skill sets that she can actually help with database management, newsletter creation and promotion, and also a whole lot more, which we haven't even tapped into yet. So, Teresa, I'd like to bring you on as well.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for having us on today.
Oh, well, thank you for making the time. You know, it's really incredible, the journey that we've all had together over the past year, from Don, you creating a whole computer system for my daughter to go off to college with, and now here we are all actually working partners on Eve's List magazine and the database as well for the holistic directory. So, you know, I just would like to hear what your career and how interesting it is that you've gone from heavy industry IT to now working with us in this genre.
It seems to be just the natural evolution of where we want to go. At both Teresa and I are ones that want to help people. We believe in a holistic lifestyle. We do a lot of our own canning so that we know where our food is coming from. We do a lot of our own health practitioners. We actually go to our doctor with ways that we can help ourselves, and we prefer to do that. So it's a natural extension when you came and presented us with what Eve's List was and where it wants to go, that it fit right in with our projection of the future. So what I can bring to the table to help is just part of it, and just the beginning of a journey that we're just starting down.
Exactly. It's a fabulous journey, and it, when like-minded people come together, the synergy is just explosive in what can happen. So,
exactly.
You know, right now it's just really just on the cusp of starting, and I know that it has had a false start or two along the way, but we've really got the team together now that's going to make a difference to really help and be of service to all those holistic healers out there wanting to get a vision, a mission, of you know, exposure to a broader market. So I thank you very much for bringing your skills and your acumen in holistic interest and experiences together. And Teresa, for you, the same question. What does Eve's List mean to you?
Eve's List for me is a place where I can actually, like Don, together with you and Pat as well, help to make a difference in the lives for other people. We can share our wealth of knowledge, our practices, our experiences, and we can just get this out there and make it known to the world, what we're doing, what we offer, and what the benefits are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, this is the whole thing is nowadays, unless you have an internet presence and a good marketing team and strategy behind you, it's very easy to fall through the cracks. And as such, that's what we don't want to have happen. We want to elevate people to be seen and heard in new and exciting ways. And one of them will be offering all kinds of audio and visual and also commercial-type ventures that people can latch into and expand. And I think it's fascinating that we've all come together in this time, and it's possible to really make this difference happen and this shift happen. So, as such, tell us a little bit about, you know, the Breast Show itself, your sponsors at the Breast Show. What does the Breast Show mean to you? And I'll start with Don.
There was one thing that Teresa and I have been discussing, and it came home this morning. I was speaking to my parents this morning, as I do every week, and my mom is a breast cancer survivor. She, many years ago, was diagnosed with breast cancer, went through the full regimen of treatment, and actually had a mastectomy, and is now, many years later, living cancer-free. My dad has had skin cancer and has had many lesions taken off, and even my wife, Teresa, she just recently had a piece taken off of her shoulder that is cancer. So cancer has touched many areas of my life, and this is just one way that we can get out to people that it is out there, but it is also something that you have to take charge of your life and minimize the chances of it occurring. There's lots of things out there that people can do on their own to make sure that it doesn't happen, or if it does, they can come out of it on the other end with a positive life and move forward.
Well said, and yes, it's amazing how much cancer does touch everybody's life. And, you know, it's like your mom had success with the traditional methods. And so the Breast Show is not about poking at the traditional. It's more about looking at the integration and how we can bring it all together to enhance the person going through the journey or prevent it all together. So it's the road to breast cancer doesn't start with the day you find the lump. It actually starts many, many years before. And so it's important for us to be very proactive and really, really take charge of our life, just as you said. You know, we only
yep.
have one kick at the can, and so we have to do the best we can with what we've got.
Certainly.
Absolutely, yep, for sure.
Yeah. So, so it's really a heartfelt mission when you think about it, combining with what we're doing here, not only in London, Ontario, but we're actually expanding to the Windsor area to do a breast show in the fall, the first Sunday after Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving. So, you know, the mission, the hunger is out there for what we have to share. And I'm just so thrilled that you're along for the ride and sponsoring with us and making a presence that's going to impact many, many lives. So I'd like to just say to anybody, when you come to the breast show April 17th in London, check out Dawn and Teresa Sims and Sims Solutions and everything that they're bringing to the plate. Say hi and, you know, just have a conversation with them. These two people are fabulous, fabulous people. Not only does Dawn have the back end of the IT world, but Teresa has the front end with the marketing and the exposure and all the things that, the promotional end of things. So these two people are definitely the dynamic duo. So, Teresa, I'd love for you to just share with us a little bit about the journey that got you to creating Sim Solutions.
Oh, it's a long journey, but it's actually very a short journey as well. After many years of being in the corporate world, I realized that I had just had enough of it and decided I was approached by Ann Miner and asked to help her out with some virtual work, and I did that, and it has led to open doors like you would not believe. The doors are there. I'm stepping through them, and I'm just taking charge of my life, and the journey with Eve's List and the breast show in town is just another avenue where I can offer my help and assistance to everyone. So it's been a very good journey for me.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
that,
this is the whole thing. When things don't fit, it's a wake-up call to make something happen in your life, and you certainly did take charge. And a lot of people, again, whether it be health-related or life-related in terms of job satisfaction, things like that, it really does come down to choice and also knowing that you have the right to choose. And as such, you know, that your life is transformable in any moment, any time, and I really love what you've created, Teresa.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been something that's been coming for a long time. I didn't have the opportunity before, and because of health reasons from a job that was affecting me, I took the chance, and I'm going for it, and that's what's happening. So I'm really excited about the ride.
That's good. Going back to, you know, our personal angst that we have in our life, it's often
yes.
said that from an emotional standpoint, whenever cancer shows up, especially breast cancer, there's forgiveness, there's heavy, dense energy behind the emotions that can cause breast cancer to happen. And as such, you know, when you're in a job that you don't like and that sort of thing, you can see where even stress is a killer and stress can cause all kinds of things. And now knowing that you've been able to transform your life into something that is much more practical and enjoyable for yourself and helping people in so many ways can reduce a lot of stress, right?
Oh, absolutely, because the positions that I had before were almost killing me emotionally, spiritually, physically. You know, it was just such a heavy weight. And once I decided to leave that and found this new avenue, it was like the heavens opened up and the rainbow is there. And not to sound like fluffy or anything, but life opened up for me, and it has been great.
Right. Well, raising your own vibrational set point is really key to transforming the life around you. There's the scale of consciousness that Dr. David Hawkins has created, and there's 1,000 different emotions. And it's said that right now humanity is vibrating at about the emotion of 320, which is a lower dense kind of a fear-filled energy that permeates around us. And when you think about today's world and the TV commentaries and the music that can actually be very negative and lifestyles that are not very positive, you can see how it's really important to take charge of your own life, because common consciousness is not going to do it for you. And as such, you know, raising your vibrational set point can actually change your life forever. So the set point of 500, which is love, can really transform the world. And that's really what the basic element of life is love. We all want to be loved. It doesn't matter what race we're in. It doesn't matter what culture we're in. And as such, it doesn't matter where we are in the world. And even if we're fighting each other, we all need that love. And as such, you know, it's really our time, isn't it?
It is. It is. And when I realized that I had the ability to change my own being, it was honestly enlightenment. Like I never felt anything so good before. You know, I have the ability to change, to learn, to grow. And I have that right to say, no, I don't want to do something that's negative, you know. So it's been great.
That's good. That's good. So hearing it from women are often much more emotional and able to express their emotions. Dawn, you being an enlightened man, I just wonder if you could elaborate on that for yourself as well.
Well, and I guess that's part of what I see with men, is that they hide their emotions, and in which case they bury that energy deep within them instead of letting it come out and share it with others. That's the power within. I mean, women have that power, and it radiates from them to everybody around them. Men, for some reason, want to bury it inside and instead just show a physical power. But that emotional power is something that you have to let out and show and share with the world. It allows you and gives you so much of an inner sense of well-being and just joy to be able to share it, help others, and show others what it's like to be where you are and to help them on their journey to get to where they need to be. Too many men don't want to do that, and I don't know why. I don't know how to help them. And sometimes you get some incredible stares and incredible looks from other guys when you say this. But it's something that men need to learn to open up to and not be shy about.
And I think their women would respect them a lot more if they did open up.
Yeah,
that's just my
exactly. opinion. Well, I believe that as well. You know, I think, you know, going into the physicalness, the emotional strength that we can bring to the plate is much stronger than any physical might. And as such, I think that, you know, tapping into that is a great gift.
Well, that emotional strength and that power, physical strength is yours. And all you can do with your physical strength is what you can do. With emotional strength in that is you can take the people around you and raise them to another whole level, so that instead of just being one, it's the whole community, whole family or whole sense around you can raise. So it's no longer just the sum of individuals. The power of the group with that emotional level grows even more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, combined cooperation is the way to go. So, Dawn, once you embodied this enlightenment and this emotional zest for life and to raise that consciousness, what was your life before and how has it made a change for you?
Well, before it was, and Teresa and I have talked about this on many occasions, we existed. We went from day to day just going through life. It's like a rat in a maze. You just, you know what you have to do to get from A to B, and that's all you do is just go from A to B. And it's like she said earlier, when you open up and let the energy levels go, it's like you come out of that maze and there's the whole sky above you with the rainbow. And you follow that rainbow to wherever it may lead you. You don't know where it's going to go, and you don't care. The journey becomes the whole principle of it. You're going to wind up somewhere no matter what. Might as well enjoy the journey and help others enjoy their journeys as well.
Exactly. You know, this is the whole thing. As a nurse, I see a lot of people who get to the end of their life, and it's like then they put the brakes on and go, I'm not ready to go yet. And,
yeah.
you know, they struggle. They struggle. And,
you don't want to accept. You want to
no.
be able to, when you get to the end of your life, you want to be able to look back and say, yes, I have done everything I wanted to do, and I have helped everybody I can. I'm done. Time to move on.
Right, right. If you have a sense of completion. And
exactly.
Such, yeah. And, you know, and as such, too, with the brush show, it's all about showing people another way that if it doesn't fit right now for them or they're not happy, there is another way. Connect with our amazing speakers. You know, we have 6 keynotes that are phenomenal. And basically, and then we have a lot of breakout sessions that we're going to be offering as well. So, you know, these people give from their heart because they believe in you. And as such, their mission is just starting. You know, the more lives we can touch together, the more change we can have happen because we can't really count on our medical system to take care of us. I have my mom's friend basically has developed a second round of breast cancer, and it's going to be 6 months before she can even see a doctor.
Oh, that's
so
horrible. Yeah, I can
horrible.
Understand. Yeah, and, you know, in a lot of cases, it's not that we have to accept what's given to us. We have the right to question. We have the right to be empowered and take our health in our own hands and look for alternative methods. And, you know, by searching for ourselves, we can sometimes make the difference in everything. I mean,
yes.
we have that ability in ourselves. We don't always have to accept what's given to us.
Exactly true. Like, I mean, if it works for you, great. And if it's your belief is in one way or another way, the beauty is that it is our right to choose, which brings me to our charity of choice, which is primcanada.ca or .org, primcanada.org. It's all about educating people that it is your right to choose and that it is your right to know. And that, you know, when you have a medical system where it's like, 7 minutes for one issue, and, you know, these doctors are stressed right out. Like, I mean, these doctors are being told left, right, and center every day about where they're not going to get paid anymore. So really, they're overwhelmed and frustrated. And, you know, when that energy is coming through when you go to an appointment, you can only understand that that frustration is going to be the result, and you're going to feel frustrated as well. So really, it's about looking at how we can improve by integrating. And most Canadians are integrating Eastern and Western type things, looking at holistic ways of treating the body, mind, and spirit all at the same time, and really
yeah.
getting better outcomes because they really feel comfortable in their own skin suit, which is beautiful.
It's exactly as you say. It's a whole body approach. You can't just treat the body without treating the mind, without treating the soul. It's not individual entities that take place. You have to look at every piece, and all of those pieces fit intricately together. And that's the way Teresa and I have been, is that, you know, the body is a part of the energy, is a part of the spirit. And unless they're all feeling well, all of them come down. And you want to make sure they all stay at the right level in harmony with one another.
Yeah, exactly. How about you, Teresa? You feel that way too?
Oh, I honestly do, and, you know, I have several health issues, you know, dealing with chronic pain on a regular basis from a major car accident and, you know, arthritis now and various other things. And with your help teaching me how to employ Reiki techniques and also working with mindfulness practices, it's made a huge difference in my life. I can read my body. I know what's going on and when and what I need to do and when I need to do it. And sometimes I don't have the opportunity to do it, but, you know, I know what the consequences are going to be. So I took an active role in my own health and my own well-being, and I think it's very important. I do have help from my medical doctor, but I also look after myself because I know they can always fix everything. So, you know, other practices are great, and they need to be looked at.
Yeah, exactly. It's our time, that's for sure. It's no longer the time of going up in the mountain and meditating for, you know, X number of days and expecting, you know, there's enough people around now that can help, that are healers.
Yeah.
We all have that innate ability to heal ourselves. Louise Hay has created Hay House Publishing all around the premise of being able to heal yourself. So people are drinking this information up. They're so engaged in it that we're really thrilled to bring the best of body, mind, and spirit to the Brush Show in town April 17th. And get your $5 general admission tickets online at www.breastshowintown.ca. And I just want to just talk about for a moment, too, Dawn, you are helping people with also your business as well. You have a wellness business as well, correct?
Yes. We're part of a network marketing group, and with it as well, we're helping people to better health and help them with their finances as well. It's all part of the same parcel. We want to give people their dreams. And in order to be able to get their dreams, they need to be healthy, and they need part of life, unfortunately, is also a monetary side. And we can help that, and we look forward to meeting everybody at the show and helping them towards that goal.
That'd be fabulous. And it's so true because, you know, we need to create sustainability because our taxation system is not going to do that. Our bank interest rates are not going to do that. And you can have RSPs for 30-odd years, and they've probably lost money more than they've made money. So, you know, taking charge of your career and your finances, your health, it's all a beautiful part of what you present. And as such, I'm looking forward to seeing your table just exploding with activity and people welcoming and being so thrilled to work with you and that as such. So one of the things I just want to just close out our call because that half hour is going by so quickly is do either one of you have a wonderful piece of wisdom that you'd like to share, a quote or a thought or something that really is a burning, burning gift you like to bring to the world?
I honestly just feel that we can write our own stories. We have the power within us to achieve success and health. And we just need to look inside. Look inside ourselves deep and make the changes. We can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. We can definitely do it. And you don't have to be an idol.
Can't add anything more to that except that at times, you do need help to go through that, and that's where things like EaseList can find the people to help you achieve that. It is not; it's a difficult journey if you try and do it on your own. Almost nobody can get there on their own, whereas EaseList will help us help everybody find and get and achieve that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm so thrilled to be working with you guys and with Pat on EaseList, and we're going to make some people elevate their presence, give them an international platform, and it's not just located in our back of the woods. It's going to be global. And with that, you never know whose life you're going to touch unless you reach out and try to help somebody. So
absolutely.
Thank you both so very, very much for being with us today. We covered a lot of really great information. And I just want to, again, remind everybody, www.brushshowintown.ca is where you can read blogs, listen to Brush Show Radio, and also to so much more. Get your tickets online. And if you're a vendor, check out the vendor sign-up because we're still accepting vendors. You know, it's a wonderful time to get exposed. And as well, we have Eve's List on Facebook now. So, Teresa, can you give the Facebook link, please?
It's if you just go on Facebook and look up Eve's List, it's there. It's been launched last night, and we have had an awful lot of likes already. So it gives a background and the location. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone.
That's wonderful. And also, too, we have a temporary page at eveslist.ca and eveslist.net, and you can sign up to join the newsletter list and start getting on the roster there. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And the more you share this and the more we grow this, the more magnificent this is all going to be. So thank you very much, both of you. Don and Teresa. You've been a wonderful guest, as always. And stay tuned. Remember to live an inspired and empowered life. And we'll see you again real soon.
Thank you, Brenda.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.